This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of the one who loves us more than we love him, in the name of Allah, the subtle, the most generous. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In the previous program, dear brothers and sisters, I spoke about not wasting anything that has to do with human life, whether it is your time, your life, your eating food, wasting food, for example, not being excessive in anything, everything that has to do with human life. The Noble Quran orders us, eat and drink, but do not be excessive, do not waste. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most surely does not love the ones who waste. And I said that the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has also given an order in this regard, which has to do with our health and our diet, that we should eat in such a way that we still feel a little bit of hunger. You should stop eating before one is full. If one eats when he is full, he will get digestive issues. He will get diseases. He will get an unhealthy health. This is being excessive. And when you are being excessive and eating when you're not hungry, that would most surely give you diseases. On the other side, not eating enough is not eating anything for 24 hours. For this reason, it has been commanded for a person who is fasting to eat something at nighttime or eat something before the dawn prayers. For this reason, eating something before dawn has become part of the Islamic culture. So we do not have fasting for 24 hours. We fast according to the rising of the sun from dawn to dusk. And before that, we are allowed to eat, and it is actually recommended to eat. The great poet Sheikh Sa'di has written a poem in this regards. He says, "Do not eat so much that so that food falls out of your mouth, and do not eat so little so that you die of weakness." One should not become weak due to the lack of eating, and one should not eat so much that he would become sick and get digestive diseases. Some have said, the stomach is the home of all pain. Darul Alam, the stomach is the home of all pain. This was about the amount of food, but about the kinds of food.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
In this program, I would be talking about wasting. A colorful dinner table and different diseases. Never become accustomed to eating all kinds of different food at once. The more kinds of food that man eats, the more health problems he will have. He thinks that he will become stronger from eating these different kinds of foods, but it is the opposite. The different kinds of sweets and fatty foods that one eats bring him closer to getting diabetes and other diseases. One who is used to eating different kinds of foods must also spend a lot of money. For this reason, it is possible for him to commit any crime in order to provide his stomach with what it wants. But when one is satisfied with whatever is brought to him, when one does not care to eat different kinds of food, he would not commit these crimes. Instead, he would fight against his nafs, his ego. or his carnal soul. You might have heard the great story of the prominent companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, by the name of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari rahmatullah alayhi, who fought against his personal desires and did not accept Muawiyah's elaborate dinner invitations or pouches of gold. Instead, he was satisfied with barely bread. One who is satisfied is honored. He pays attention to what is allowed and what is forbidden. One must also follow the middle course in sexual desires as well. One should not refrain from marriage because this has been ordered against. The noble prophet said, "Marriage is a good custom, sunnah, and something that I have done." An-nikahu sunnati, one who does not act according to my sunnah, my customs, is not from me. Refraining from marriage altogether is a form of negligence which Allah has not ordered. Allah gave man sexual desires so that man will procreate. There has been a tradition from the Messenger of Allah regarding this as well. He said, "Get married and have children. Increase in population so I can take pride at your being larger than other communities on the Day of Judgment." So being excessive in sexual desires is also a mistake. One should marry according to what the divine law says and according to what man's nature says. After marriage, one should perform the act according to his body's ability. The spiritual benefits of making a family, dear brothers and sisters, is that it is necessary for one's soul to make a family. One finds perfection after dealing with the difficulties of marriage and childbearing. But be aware that you have to psychologically be mature for marriage. So if you want to marry someone, you should be mature enough. You should be psychologically ready. Otherwise, you should not marry until you feel that you have reached the maturity to marry. So one finds perfection after dealing with the difficulties of marriage and childbearing. As I alluded to before, religious decrees are related to man's nature and instincts. One who acts in excess or refrains from satisfying his desires not only has acted against divine orders, but will also suffer spiritual and physical diseases. He will lose the blessings of having a household, which will perfect him on a spiritual level. Now, you might say that some people did not marry and they were very prominent personalities in human history. For example, Isa al-Masih alayhi salam, Sayyida Maryam salamullah alayha, are famous examples of Muslims who did not marry. But they are exceptions of our history. You have other companions like Bilal al-Habashi, for example, who did not marry. So you have people who are exceptions throughout history, and that might be because they did not have the chance to get married. For example, Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma is another example who did not marry. So you have exceptions, yes. But we do not know all the dimensions and the aspects to their life. And most surely they were not against marriage. These prominent personalities in our history were not against marriage. So till next time, I wish you the best. And please join us in future programs here on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
All I need.
All I need.
It's all I need. All I need.
All I need.
All I need.
All I need.
All I need.
All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need.
what you mean to me.
Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.